Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Lindsay. So Lindsay, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Polis. I live in San Diego, California, and I have a caregiver referral company called Finding Home Care.
Awesome. So can you just tell our audience really exactly what your company is all about and how you got the idea for it?
Sure. So for about 13 years, I've been a CNA and a caregiver myself. I've had an agency in which I had employees for a caregiving agency. And I also have a platform on Facebook called CNAs and Caregivers. I have about 7,000 followers that are caregivers, agencies, and hospices, et cetera. And I kind of thought to myself, you know, I really don't want employees anymore, that liability. And I want to save families money. And I want to give them incredible care. So I thought, what can I do? So 3 years ago, I started a company called Finding Home Care. And my niche is to do all the vetting for families and charge them a lot less than an agency, a one-time fee, actually, for a vetted caregiver. And what does a vetted caregiver mean to you? It means that they have a Department of Justice background check. They have references. They have the exact skill set for your loved one. And there's only a one-time fee. So an agency might charge you an ongoing fee of like $25 to $45 an hour for you to have that caregiver or CNA. And it doesn't even like qualify that caregiver is going to be with your family every day. Usually what happens is caregivers get a lot less than $20 an hour. So unfortunately, they're always on your loved one's couch looking for the next higher paying job. So my thing is, I'm a huge advocate for both families and caregivers. I try to make sure that a caregiver or a CNA, they don't get less than $20 or $25 an hour. So their turnover is not as high with me. And I do all the legwork for a family, like I said. And like I said, I've also been a caregiver myself. So not just an agency business owner where you don't really understand what the caregiver's needs are. I know both because I've been a caregiver myself and a business owner of an agency. So I think that's kind of my niche.
So in terms of this one-time fee, like what does that look like? I mean, is it vary or like, you know, how much do you typically charge for a one-time fee?
I mean, it varies a little bit, but I would say that it's always usually $1,000. So what I do is I take into consideration what your family's or loved one's needs are, and I send you between 2 to 3 caregivers. So I've done all the vetting in 2 to 3. I'm a matchmaker per se. I send them to you. You pick one. I get 1,000 and I'm out. Now they are your employee. They are your liability. When you come to me, I have you always sign my waiver, which only states I'm the matchmaker between you and the caregiver, that you pay them. They are not my employee and I don't have that liability. So some families say, you know, Lindsay, that makes me a little bit nervous. You know, what if it doesn't work out? What if I paid you $1,000? It doesn't work out. My track record is pretty good. I think I'd have probably 3 people that didn't work out in the last 2 to 3 years. I always replace them in the first week. And usually you can get a pretty good idea how that caregiver or CNA is going to work out in the first week. If you're not happy, I will replace, but I've pretty much given you 2 other caregivers to have in your back pocket. So you can pick one of those usually as well.
Awesome. So yeah, definitely. So are you doing these matches only for people in San Diego or nationwide, or what is that?
Nationwide. My platform has about 7,000 caregivers, CNAs, HHAs. And normally when I get a family that's interested in my service, I post that in my group and I get a lot of exposure, a lot of people that, you know, are wanting that job across the US. So if somebody says Southern California, San Diego, I have a ton for you. If someone says Miami, Florida, I'll have a ton for you.
Awesome. So somebody will post and say, hey, listen, like, you know, you have this family who's interested, and people like will start commenting. And then afterwards, you have to go back and start vetting people and saying, hey, listen, I had 3 people respond. Let me just make sure that these people are meet all of your qualifications. And after that, then you'll set them up if they're qualified to meet with the family.
Exactly. Like I said before, I'm kind of a matchmaker. So usually what an agency will do compared to my company is the agency will just send you a warm body. And what I mentioned before, there's so much turnover with agencies because they're always looking for the next higher paying job. So I try to set you up with like 100% like, yay, yay, this is going to match. You know, I've listened to you. I understand your needs. I understand the qualifications of what you need for a caregiver. And I match that. So that's kind of the difference of my niche, me compared to an agency. I'm a matchmaker.
So is it like only on Facebook or, you know, how do you get traffic? I mean, do you use like your website, email?
What my website, email, traffic. I have such a good rapport with so many caregivers on my platform because I'm an advocate for them getting paid so well that if I can't find somebody right away on my platform, those caregivers are going to reach out to their other friends for me. We have a really good rapport and I have a really good reputation on my website and on my Facebook group. My platform.
Awesome. I'm pretty lucky to have that. So in terms of scalability, it's like, what does that look like? I mean, obviously, you know, we're nearing the end of 2023. So in terms of revenue goals, like where are you at now? And like, what are you looking to get to for next year?
Well, it would be nice to get to like 200,000 next year. I'm probably at about 100,000 right now, 120. For personal reasons, it was a hard year this year with my family. I had a tragedy, so I scaled back a little bit. I'm looking to improve more.
Makes sense. But if you looked into like, you know, I mean, maybe not like an agency model, but even like changing your business model, like a little bit, I think it, you know, obviously can be difficult, right? Because like, it's like once you staff somebody, then that's it, you know? So it's like, it's more challenging, I feel like, to scale that way.
No, I have a couple models. I'd say my main model is with families, private care, but I do work with agencies. Agencies will call me sometimes at 10 o'clock at night and say, hey, Lindsay, my caregiver for 7 a.m. is not showing up. So I work with agencies, I work with hospices, and I work with RCFEs. I do have connections with all three of those as well. I'd say my main model is families, private care, but I'm always having phone calls in the middle of the night for RCFEs, other agencies and hospices that can't fill their positions or can't fill, you know, a family that quickly. They know that I have a huge platform. They know that I can do it.
So the agency pay you like kind of more of a recurring model in that standpoint?
Yes. So kind of with an agency, I'm like, listen, if you want to, you know, send me 4 caregivers, you know, my way each month, we'll reduce that 1,000 to like 600 per caregiver. So that's what I do with agencies, RCFEs. You know, I have a contract with them and I'm like, I need at least, you know, 4 caregivers a month from you. If I get one, it's 1,000. If it goes up to 4, it's like 600 or 700.
Makes sense. Like just in terms of getting like the word out, obviously you can mention social media, but do you run ads? Like how do you have more people reach you and find out about your services?
Well, I have a marketing manager that does my SEO and my optimization on my website. I have YouTube videos on my Google business page. I think I have more incredible references than most agencies. If you look at, you know, agencies near me, you'll see that I have 60 compared to other agencies that have 12.
That's so in terms of your, yeah, awesome. So in terms of YouTube, like, that's an interesting one. So like, what is like, what do you discuss? Is it like informative content about finding caregivers? Like what is your YouTube content about?
I mean, so many things. Like I have a couple of videos up right now, like about mobility. A lot of people don't understand that after the age of 60, if you're not mobile and you fall and break your hip and you go to a SNF, it's kind of downhill from there. So I have one about mobility, how important that is. I have one about, you know, the differences between an agency versus finding home care in my business, the niche, how much you're saving. I think I have one up there regarding in-home care versus a facility, what you can expect, what your family member can expect. Yeah, it's mostly educational. I like to be educational on also my Facebook group. A lot of families, you know, they're such in disarray when they call me. Something has just happened within 24 hours. Right. What, like a stroke, post-stroke, they're leaving the hospital. How do they get care? How many hours, you know, is care? What is a living cost, you know, per day? So I'm very, I really educate people a lot on, you know, on businesses. And I kind of pride myself when I get a phone call and the family's like shopping, I'm very transparent. So I'm always telling them, listen, you know, if you don't use my company, that's fine. Still call me back. I will be completely transparent as to what you can expect from an agency, et cetera. And families really like that. And they usually end up coming back to me because of that situation.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, in your case, it probably is more content that's revolved around giving information. I think, I mean, just to your point, many people don't know about this, and this kind of hits them just out of nowhere. So when you're
Right.
offering this information, they can be watching your content, you know, on how to really, you know, find the right person and things to just, you know, kind of look for.
Right. On my website, I have over 25 educational blogs that they can check out and look at. And kind of like I just told you, it's all basically educational, you know, for someone that, like I said, is in disarray. The family doesn't know what to do. The family is talking to other family members. How do we handle the situation? A lot of educational blogs on my website will guide you to the right answer.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge you're facing now in the business?
Families want to take care of their own loved one. They want to stay home. They don't want to put their family members in a SNF, a facility assisted living. With the economy that's so expensive right now, everything is so expensive. Family members are really trying to, like, you know, pick a family member to stay home with their loved one. And so that puts, you know, a stake in my business because I want to send them a caregiver, whereas they're thinking, you know, maybe my sister and brother can handle them a few hours a day, you know. It always ends up coming back to me because it's too challenging. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to transfer. They don't know how to reposition. They don't know how to change a depend, you know. And it's also, it's you know, it's my mom. It's my dad. Like, the daughter doesn't want to change their dad's depend, and the dad doesn't want the daughter to change them, you know? So it becomes something personal, where you might want an outsider that's non-biased take care of your loved one. But that is a little bit of a challenge right now with the economy, I would say, but I'm still saving families thousands of dollars for a vetted and qualified CNA or caregiver.
Right. So, makes sense. So what would you say is your top priority now as we wrap out this year?
My top priority, I think, is just to get the word out about my business and for people to know that I handle the entire U.S. and for people to know that I understand where they're coming from. I'm very, very well versed in so many diseases. I'd say my top one is Parkinson's, cancer, MS, dementia, and Alzheimer's. I'm very well versed. Also with medications, whatever they need to know, I'm really well versed in that. And I pride myself on that. So getting the word out, I guess, that, you know, I'm very well versed, like I said, in many diseases. I know what I'm doing. My references are incredible. That's the goal for this year, to end it out.
Makes sense. Well, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I wish I knew. I would say that was more like 4 years ago. Owning an agency with employees is a very hard business. You know, having any kind of employee that might call you at 4 o'clock in the morning, like I said, and not they don't want to show up for their 7 a.m. their 7 a.m. shift. So I need to dive into that. I think it was 4 years ago that I would have thought, like, you know, I wish I would have known about this business model compared to 4 years ago model. So I'm pretty happy right now. I'm pretty stoked and pretty happy about my business model.
Awesome. So if we're going to chat again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
Making a lot of more money, having a bigger following, and just people knowing about how I handle families, you know, just my transparency with caregiving, that, you know, I'm an open book. I'm here for anybody that wants to ask questions. I'm just very transparent.
So, but I guess, like, what do you think is stopping you? Like you mentioned, obviously, I mean, doubling your revenue. So do you think maybe, like, you know, hiring people or maybe, like, you know, charging more for your fee? Because as you said, I mean, if you're saving people thousands of dollars, it's not just, you know, and plus it's not like, you know, you're just putting some random person in there. I mean, you have a very high success rate, probably, you know, 95, 98% of people that don't churn. So have you looked at, you know, things like that, of, you know, charging more, hiring more employees?
Not really employees, but I thought of charging more. I really have, like, maybe up to 1500 or 2000, and not being so, you know, across the book of one price for every kind of situation.
Right.
You know, a companion will need somebody completely different than someone that's not mobile, someone that's bedridden, you know. For the last few years, I've been charging across the book, you know, $1,000. I have been told by some friends and comrades and colleagues that I need to charge a lot more. And I really am taking that into consideration.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think just, you know, even objectively from what you told me about your business and your reputation, I think it's worth way more than what you're charging. Just my two cents. Yeah.
Thank you. I kind of do too, honestly. And thank you for that, though. I really appreciate that. And honestly, you're right.
Yeah, because you're providing a very high level of care. I mean, especially if you're not going to hire people, if it's you directly, I mean, I think, or even if you hire people, I mean, I've seen it where certain models where people charge more if they want to work with you, or if they're working with somebody from your team, they can, you know, pay $1,000. But if they're working with you, they get like a certain level of care and your reputation. So it's a very important thing. So like if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your company website or social media?
So a few things. So my Facebook group is called CNAs and Caregivers. My website is called findinghomecare.net. I'll even give my phone number. My phone number is 858-344-1555. And my Google business page, where you can see over 60 great references, is called Finding Home Care LLC. I'm located in San Diego, but I do handle the entire U.S.
Awesome. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for your time today. We're rooting for you to have a very big 2024.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.